Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, we're finally at winter, it seems, based on what's going on outside. But it's always a sunny day when you're in the studio. And we've got an interesting conversation today, Rick. We really have a full plate of information to talk about. In our first segment, we're going to talk with an author who's been on the show before. She wrote the book Puppy Possibilities, where she tells people how to deal with their pets. And in the wintertime, boy, if you got that Christmas puppy, it gets hard when that puppy wants to go out in very cold weather with a lot of snow in the middle of the night, but you just don't have that choice. So she's got some great suggestions for us.
Yeah, her book is definitely both through illustration and conversation, really a different format for puppy training. And she takes a unique angle in that she really starts that process at a very young age. You know, she and in talking to her, it's all about the energy. You know, the other day, my wife and I were the dogs were around the bed, and I was having a conversation for my own benefit with my dog, and I was using a little bit of sarcasm. and I guess when listening to Kathy and the Puppy Possibility author, I don't think dogs really understand sarcasm like they should. So I need to cut back a little bit on the animal sarcasm. When you listen to Kathy, she's all about the energy, and the dogs really read that energy and feed off that energy. So I've got to swear that I'll use far less sarcastic tones. I don't think there's such a thing as a sarcastic canine.
Yeah, no, I don't think they hear sarcasm. I think they hear optimism more than that.
Yeah, so she's all about, come on, puppy, come on. Oh, and yeah. That sounds just like my wife. You know, she's very emotional and sensitive and caring.
Right.
And when the dogs see that, they really eat up on that. So I'm gonna try to take a few pages from her book and be a little bit more emoting love and care.
Well, it sounds like a smart move, because I got to tell you, having someone who I work with who's had a puppy for only about a month, and it's his first puppy that he's ever had, boy, did he get upset when the puppy pulled the false alarm at 5 a.m. saying he needed to go outside. But the truth was, he was just looking to play. He wasn't looking to do his business. And boy, that can get tough sometimes, but you've got to go through it, because if not, that's how puppies end up in some kind of an adoption agency or a rescue. And that's what we're all about preventing.
Yeah. And talking about that, and another part of the show, we're going to be getting animal control officer here from Eaton County.
Yeah.
And maybe talk a little bit about that. You caught that in the newspaper and brought that to the show.
I did.
I can't imagine a better guest and a more timely guest coming up here.
Well, it's funny, because we've had Jamie Lampman on multiple times, including last weekend from Ingham County, and we've never had Eaton County on. And here I'm reading the newspaper, and I see this story about a meeting that's due to take place this coming Wednesday, where they're changing a lot of the ordinance related to animal control. And it's kind of neat, because the public gets the opportunity to come out, express their views, talk with the people who actually are making these changes. And what we've done is we've brought on Terry Walker, a gentleman who's very involved with the writing of it, and let him explain why they are doing what they're doing, which is great.
Yeah. One thing that I know, pet stores from 1969 on have been controlled by the same rules and ordinances from a state level as animal control. And the state, some years ago, back when we went through a real severe financial crisis, like 2 years ago, basically sent out an order that we're not controlling that area anymore, and it's up to your local municipalities to control that. So it's really good. It's impossible, you would think, from a if it's too big of an organization to really change some of these laws. And it sounds like he's done a really good job of making some changes that will really help the average citizen and also save a lot of money.
Absolutely. Well, and Eaton County is blessed because they've got a sheriff's office and a prosecutor that are very focused on this, where a lot of them do not really want to deal with this or pay attention. Not true in Eaton County. In talking with them, the sheriff's office and the prosecutor have been very interested in pursuing things, which is great.
Yeah. So yeah, and it, because they don't have the same infrastructure that Ingham County does, it's imperative that the prosecutor's office and the legal system really respects what they're doing, because otherwise it's a moot point.
Absolutely. And Rick, in the final segment, we're going to talk with Sean Murphy, and he's been pursuing, for those who don't remember, he got into the Guinness Book of World Records. He works at Proust Pets. Why don't you tell the audience what it's all about?
Well, for those who don't know, Sean Murphy has quite the ability to put cockroaches in his mouth, and a very accomplished individual. So I'll leave it at that and have Sean on the show to talk about the rest of it.
Right. It doesn't have a lot to do with puppies, but again, it is an interesting story. We just hope you're not eating breakfast while you're listening to it. But it is a great story, because getting into the Guinness Book of World Records is an accomplishment, and it took him 2 years to get there. So that's what we've got in store this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. So hold on to your hats and get ready. We're going to have a great show right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.